Today's show is brought to you by Tee It Up for the Troops. Divots can be replaced, freedom cannot.
Portions of this program may not be suitable for those under the age of 18. Parental guidance is suggested.
Organizations out there.
Not like the Ace Train Show.
I don't care if he sounds crazy and has a brain injury. He is funny as.
I'm former President Barack Obama. You're listening to the Ace Train Show.
We're definitely in support of those that serve.
The Ace Train Show.
Thank you to all the vets out there and all the hardworking heroes that really support our country and give us a free world to live in.
I swear I've seen a lot of stuff in my life, but that was awesome.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
You're listening to the H-Train Show.
The H-Train Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live here at the Railhead Station Studios here in Colorado. It's another episode of the Ace Train Show with the Goose. Our only mission here...
And we're so excited to be here! You sound so tired.
Our only mission is to show our men and women all over the world that there are more programs out there beyond the VA.
There are for sure.
My name's Ace Train.
And I'm the Goose. How's it going, you guys? Thanks so much for riding the crazy train with us today. We appreciate you. And as always, before we get started, I do have to go over the many, many ways that you can listen to our show. You can tune into mbradio.us. There's also irnbroadcast.com. Or we have a smartphone app as well that you can download. Just look up MBR and you'll be able to download it, whether you have an iPhone or an Android. It does not matter. It's compatible. So... you can listen to us live on Mondays, and we also rerun our episodes every Friday. What are you doing over there?
Sorry, I had to do that.
Oh my gosh, we just love hitting buttons around here. That's why we're in radio. And as I was saying, we rerun our episodes Fridays at same time, same place here on MBR, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on Sundays, we are on irnbroadcast.com at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you miss Monday's live show, there's always a couple more opportunities throughout the week. And if you have the MBR app, you can listen to us pretty much wherever, whenever, because our podcast is available right after our live show today. So, yeah, tune in whenever. And we also have a Facebook page and a Twitter page and an Instagram page. So look us up on there. Just look up H-Train Show and follow along with us. We're actually having issues with our Instagram today for some reason, or at least I was. Not sure what's wrong with it. But anyway, we're on Facebook and Twitter most of the time anyway.
I'm still trying to fix it as we speak.
Yeah, you're clicking away right now. See, this is how we do it. We do it all on the fly. And for those of you that are old school, we have a text line as well. That's 720-619-0627. So if you have, you know, a touch tone phone or, you know, one that has texting capabilities, go for it. Text along with our show today or just whenever you feel like it. That would be great. We love interacting with people.
We do.
It's great. All right. What's today's interview of the week? Excuse me. I'm sorry. I lost my place. Bonfire Project. Today's interview of the week. And we're also having a really awesome discussion later on in the show about the worst dates we've ever had.
Yeah.
And that was voted on by all of you, you listeners, you fantastic listeners.
Thanks, guys.
We put up a poll each week what's that social media? On Facebook. My God, I'm losing my mind over here.
I've already lost my mind. I need you, Goose. Today is the day that I need you to perform.
Monday.
Yes, today, Goose, you are the host because I'm like... Totally
it's the Goose
it.
Show with the H-Train. So, yeah, as I was saying, follow us on Facebook because weekly we do a poll If we're going to be in the studio, if we have a remote, we do polls on what games we're going to be playing. But on a day like today where we're just sitting around in the studio, we like to put up polls about discussion topics that you'd like us to discuss. And we go live on Facebook for those too, which is always fun. So follow us on the social media. And later on in the show, we also have Tribute to the Troops for Mr. Joseph Adams. And as always, at the end of the show, we have our two-minute warning.
Well,
I know, it's so exciting. Oh my God, the enthusiasm in this room is amazing. So, at the two-minute warning, we will preview what we're going to be doing next week, and we'll also share what we learned for the day, which more sleep could be the lesson for today that is learned.
Yes.
I don't know about you, but I had a crazy weekend. So, okay, you want to hear my schedule for the whole weekend?
Yes.
Okay, so Friday, I worked all day at the deli until about 7 o'clock, right?
Okay.
I get home, and then I go to sleep. I have to get up at 11 o'clock because I worked midnight to 5 a.m. on Friday morning.
Okay.
Or Saturday morning, excuse me. Midnight to 6 Saturday morning. And then I had to go home, get some sleep, and then I had to go back to the radio station where I just was 4 hours prior, and work my regular 10 to 2 shift. And then Saturday night, I met you over at the Roxy Theater where we, you know, did our little concert outing.
Night at the Roxbury.
Yeah. I had to leave early, though, because obviously I was not well rested. And but we stayed for a drink and some bands. It was fun. But I went right home, went to sleep, and had to get up again at about 11, 11:30, go to the radio station, work 12 to 6 a.m. again on Sunday morning, and then go home, get a couple hours sleep, go back to the station, work 10 to 2 again, and then I had to close the deli on Sunday night. So I didn't really get any sleep until last night. And I slept through from like 11 o'clock until 9 o'clock this morning.
How do you believe it?
That's a lot of sleep. I don't usually do that either. Usually the sun wakes me up and I'm up at like, you know, 6:30 o'clock in the morning or whatever it is. But no, I slept right through sunrise this morning. And it's kind of painful waking up when it's like really bright outside.
Yes, it is.
It's not easy on the eyes, especially when you're blind already. Then you're like, oh no, I'm blind forever.
Well, the weather where you live, it must have been nice because it stormed here.
Oh, really?
All weekend.
Oh.
In fact,
we didn't have any rain.
In fact, you guys are going to find out that. So we had this great interview with Warrior Bonfire Program.
Yes.
We had this great interview with Mike Foss.
Mm-hmm.
And I come down here just to upload like the SoundCloud thing of it. And it's not there.
What?
The vault.
Oh, no.
That has all of our stuff.
The place where we save
there.
All of it? Oh,
right.
My God.
It wasn't there. So I'm like, okay. So I call our PC guy.
Oh, God.
And we worked on it for 5 or 6 hours. And it's still not there. So you will not be hearing the interview with Mike Foss. But what you will do is, I found a nice little YouTube clip.
All right.
That kind of describes their program. And we'll play that later on after the music break. And, you know, the things that me and you remember from the interview.
Yeah.
We'll just
we'll
go
give you
ahead
some,
and
re-enter. We're going to kind of fly by the seat of our pants today.
Yes.
And we'll reschedule that interview for realsies, hopefully. Fingers crossed, you guys, because it really was a good one, and they do good things, and we want to make sure that even though we you know, don't have the full-on recording for you today, we can at least inform you all of this organization,
right?
And, you know, once we reschedule the interview with them, then, you know, you'll have a little bit more information.
And this has never happened to me before.
I know. You texted me this morning like, I don't know what's going on. I think God hates me. And I'm like, no, no. It's not that, you silly.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Nothing.
I feel like nothing's
Sundays,
though,
been going
sure.
on. And just so you all know, the tribute to the troops that we're doing today, the Joseph Adams, that was my bad old buddy. He passed away on July 22nd, so we'll be running that, and that's the reason why I haven't really got a whole lot of sleep, is because I've been helping his sister coordinate the military honors and stuff for his funeral that is going
Gotta
to
do
be
it
tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah. So that's the reason why I don't sound very joyous today is because of that. So I apologize on that.
Just the fact that you're here, I think, means a lot to everybody. I know I appreciate you being here. So let's keep going, man. And then after we're done, we can cry on each other's shoulders.
Right.
It'll be fine.
Right. So. Yeah, we've touched base with the great concert that happened Saturday. I was really surprised. I did three interviews of, like, the bands that I, you know.
Yeah.
I thought were halfway decent. Like, mm-hmm. you know, the and the, you know, the instrumental was good. Their appearance, the way they delivered. Mm-hmm. I mean, some of them had, you know, outfits.
Oh, cool.
And, like,
I
backdrops,
left before that,
right.
I think. Oh, well.
So I graded on that. I graded on, you know, that. And, like, when they were yelling, if it went with the music, you know, kind of repetition.
No, it's singing, not yelling.
Okay, well, you know what I mean. You know what I mean. So,
it's controlled guttural songing.
Yeah, if they did that along with the music.
It was some really hardcore stuff.
Yeah. Yes, it was. It was.
You know, but, if you're into anger music, it was good stuff. I really like, I'm not a big fan of screaming into the microphone. I was classically trained, so, you know, I'm more into, you know, actually singing. But, I mean, I was explaining it to you because you leaned over to me and you were like, hey, like, wouldn't that, like, give you laryngitis if you did it every night?
Right.
I mean, how do these guys do this all the time? And I brought up Steven Tyler, who's, you know, famous for doing the, wah! You know, the screaming at the top of his lungs and all that. And it's like a controlled, like, you can learn how to control that thing. So that even though it sounds like you're, like, tearing your vocal cords apart.
Right.
If you do it right, then I guess you don't cause as much damage or any damage if you can really do it right, I guess. I wouldn't be able to do it.
Well, the thing that amazed me is the band that we had on Friday.
Yeah.
Well,
Aurora Underwater.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty great.
Well, you missed it, too, because so they had the lead singer, and then they had the guy that did the...
Oh, okay.
And then he was able to change it up, and then he had, like, a really pretty, like, canary voice.
Oh, wow.
It was crazy. It's like, did that voice just come out of that guy?
Yeah. I love when that stuff happens. It's
kind
of like, what's his name? Freddie Mercury from Queen.
Okay.
When, like, he first started getting going, like, that's exact. And there's this movie coming out that I really want to see that's all about Freddie Mercury. But anyway, that was, like, his whole thing was, like, people couldn't believe the range that this guy had. And it's kind of in a different sense. I mean, he wasn't the, you know, the hard rock yell into the microphone kind of rocker. He was a little bit different, but I feel like it's kind of along the same lines.
Well, it just amazed me that Friday, out of the interviews that I took, the three best, the one that won, I didn't interview them.
Oh.
That's kind of how it works out.
It was
the band that you saw the first one.
Oh, really?
They're the ones that won.
Really?
Yeah.
They were good, though. I don't know.
I didn't think so because I'm just, you know.
They didn't really, the ones that were on after, because I only watched the first two acts.
Okay.
And I thought the ones that were on after them were, they didn't have as much, it was all like guttural yelling into the microphone, whereas the first band, he actually did like singing and stuff along with that. But I thought that the second band that I saw, like, their presentation was a lot better because there were, like guitar parts where they all were swinging their hair at the same time.
Right.
And it was really, like, visually cool to watch. And the first band was really good. I thought their music was really good. But as far as, like, putting on the visual show,
yeah.
I was kind of unimpressed.
Okay.
So I'm kind of disappointed that they won.
Yeah.
But, okay. Again, the guy was a really good singer, and it didn't hurt that he was pretty good looking.
And, you know,
too.
and I'll just say this, but, you know, the way that the bands won was bands had to vote on other bands.
Yeah, you couldn't vote for yourself, though, I remember them saying.
Right,
that.
But what I'm thinking is it might be one of those things that it could have been a little bit political. Like,
sure.
Let's say number four.
It always is, man.
Let's say number four or number five was like the band that always wins everything. Like, okay, let's say the band number five was like the New England Patriots.
Boo.
And it took people to vote for him. You know that everybody would vote for anybody else rather than that band because...
Because they're the Patriots.
Right.
Nobody likes the Patriots.
Right. But that's what I'm kind of going
okay.
with. You know?
No, but it's like I was saying, though. It's, I mean, unfortunately, that's just how the entertainment business works a lot of the time. And I really hate to say that, but... Recently, I experienced something along those lines, and it really sucks, but it's also kind of like, well, that's how it is.
That's how the cookie crumbles.
Okay, I don't mean to, like, badmouth anybody, but, like, there's a radio station here, and it's one of the bigger ones here in Denver, right? And they recently got a new midday duo, right? It's a guy and a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy... has been with the company for like 7 or 8 years. And I feel like he's really earned his dues. Like he was one of those squeaky wheels when he first started. Like he started as a board op and he like wanted to learn everything. And eventually he got on air and now he's, you know, this big time midday guy, which I think is really great.
Right.
Right. Okay. Congratulations, midday guy. The girl that's his counterpart, she's never done radio in her life. I don't know where they found her. But apparently she was on The Bachelorette, and that's why she's so great.
Because she has a following.
Yeah. And it's just kind of like, why wouldn't you get... Because I can name like 12 females over there that would love just like even a two-week trial period.
Right.
You know, but they didn't give anybody that. And it's just kind
of
like...
It's because of the following.
It's
because of the following.
That's what I'm talking about, though, you guys. It's all so political and dumb. But, I mean, I guess I got to accept it.
Right.
Let's turn on some music.
Yeah, we're going to go on our first music break. And I'm the one that selected this week's music break. And if you don't
like it,
I don't care. You're listening to the H-Train Show with the Goose right here on NBR and IRN.
Dignified. He showed me what it was to cry. Well, you couldn't be that man I adored. You don't seem to know, seem to care what your heart is for. Well, I don't know him anymore. There's nothing where he used to lie. My conversation has run dry. That's what's going on. Nothing's fine. Something real. I'm wide awake and I can see the perfect.
choose to lie. My inspiration has run dry. That's what's going on.
This is Alicia Chiplick with Courage on All Fronts, and this is the H Train Show.
All right, and we are back, and you're listening to the H-Train Show with the Goose.
That's me.
And like I said previously, unfortunately, because of the recent storms and hail damage that has happened here in Colorado.
This is a mutant state when it comes to weather. Because, like, it's been sunny all weekend.
Right?
By me.
And then
were posting pictures of this, like, golf ball-sized hail. And I was like, where are you guys? Alaska?
Right?
No, you were, like, less than an hour away from me.
Well, and I didn't even, like, really think of it. I went outside to, you know, just get the patio all done. Oh, it shifted things from the backyard of this guy's house over, like, his patio.
Is the fence still intact?
So there's one thing that was broke in the fence. I replaced it today, but like his patio table was over in my yard. Like somebody had thrown over. Yeah,
it's like a hurricane.
Yeah, it was
winds.
Like really, really bad. And then I'm like, oh my gosh. Well, I gotta get down here and I gotta get this stuff done. So I came down here at 10, and then our little vault that we have all the tribute to the troops
in.
With all of our interviews and all that.
Poo.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh crap. So I downloaded this new program to help me. It didn't help me, of course. But if you delete something and then empty the recycle bin and you accidentally
permanently delete something? Okay.
There's a thing called Recuva. It's R-E-C-U-V-A.
Recuva.
Yeah, and it gets things that you've permanently deleted, and it brings them back up.
Well, it sounds like it's prevents you from permanently deleting anything.
Well, I mean, if you're like me and you deleted something or lost something, I was trying everything. It's one of those things where you lost your keys and you've checked everywhere. You're like, I'm just going to open the refrigerator to see if they might be in there. Gambling.
Funny story. I lost my debit card this morning.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, true story. I was so mad because I did one of those, like, dumped the whole purse out onto the living room floor and sift through, like, all the loose change and pens and like gas receipts, no, it wasn't in there. And I had it on my way home last night at 10 o'clock because I stopped at Taco Bell on my way home because I just had to have a Crunchwrap Supreme and Cinetwist before going to bed. So I know I had it there, but like it wasn't in my purse and it wasn't in my car. And I thought maybe like I'd call over there and see if they had it, but I figured it was just a lost cause, so I had to call my bank and have it canceled. But they printed me out a new one, and it was just fine. Technology is amazing. Like, I would have had to have waited a month, like 5 years ago, for them to send me a new one.
Right.
No, I just walked right into my bank and said, hi, I'm a dumbass and lost my debit card, so please, can you give me a new one? And they were like, oh, yeah, here you go.
Cass's bank does that. They can print her off a ATM card like that. Yeah. USA, you still have to wait at least 7 to 10 business days to get one.
Well, even if I got a credit card through my bank, they could do the same thing with the credit card. Isn't that amazing?
That is.
So, anyway.
New technology.
Credit Union of Colorado. There you go.
a little
free advertising there for you.
But one of the reasons why I brought the storm and brought the vault up is...
Tangent.
That's okay. That's the reason why we aren't going to be able to talk to Mike Foss.
Mike was so nice talking
to us.
And I really hope we can reschedule with him.
Yes.
He's a very busy man.
Yes, he is.
So, hopefully
so I found this YouTube clip, and it kind of tells a little bit about their thing. So we'll play that, and then we'll reiterate how you can get in touch with them if that's something that you would like to. So, ladies and gentlemen, the Warrior Bonfire Program.
My name is Dan Fordyce. My brother Hunter and I started the Warrior Bonfire Project in January 2013 so that we could walk with our modern wounded veterans on their lifelong journey of healing and provide support along the way.
Congratulations to the flag. United States. States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We both served in the military, and we learned to love soldiers while we were there, and we just wanted to do anything we could do to help the wounded warriors of today.
My red stripe symbolizes the blood spilled in defense. Let us retire our red stripes.
Robert Mark Horgan died 17th of June, 2005.
When you're in the military, you're part of a community, part of a team or a unit. Whenever you get out, when you retire, or you're medically retired, you don't have that same, I guess, community or society to get back with. This is really the only time that you can reconnect with other military guys, other disabled veterans, is at trips like this when you go doing hunting and fishing.
We expected we were going to bring them up here, you know, show them a good time deer hunting out here and spending some time outdoors, but it was absolutely incredible. I've had guys tell me that they said, remember, you're not taking six guys deer hunting, you're convincing six guys not to kill themselves.
I was just lost, and so I'm standing in my bathroom looking in the mirror, and I'm just playing around with this gun. I aggressively grabbed it, immediately put it up, and basically pulled the trigger. It didn't go off. That's when I felt, I guess there is a purpose for me here. I guess there is something I need to do or a reason why I'm here.
It's such a humbling experience to spend time with these guys. When you think about what all they've been through, the sacrifices that they've made, the sacrifices that their families have made, all for us, all for our country, because our country asked them to.
My white stripes signify the burning tears shed by Americans who lost their sons.
These guys have got so many issues, and until you sit around the table with them and listen to them and listen to their issues, you can't understand it.
In honor of all my brothers, I can't be here today.
You're going to remember everything you saw for the rest of your life. It's how we deal with what we've seen and how we're able to cope with what we've seen.
The therapeutic value that the Warrior Bonfire Project provides to these guys is that it's a small group, the bonding of those guys with themselves, the ability to discuss common problems and issues that they all have, is invaluable.
I'm not crazy. Something happened.
Yeah, I was severely wounded, and you know, they didn't really think I was going to make it. You know, by the grace of God, I'm still here. You still have mental therapy you got to work on, and that's where, you know, the Warrior Bonfire Project, you know, comes into play there.
My blue field is indicative of God's heaven under which we fly. Let us retire the blue field.
Luck ain't got nothing to do with me. I'm blessed. Because, yeah, I could be a quadriplegic that can't move at all. Thankfully, I'm a quadriplegic that can move. I've got a spinal cord injury that should have taken my life. But God kept it from happening. He's got me here for a reason.
What we're doing, all of us, is saving lives.
We retire each color, each piece at a time. Everybody does a red piece, then a white piece, and then a blue piece. And as they're doing that, they do it in memory of one of their fallen comrades.
We're soldiers. Great, we served. Great, we got hurt. But that's what we did. Who we are is husbands, fathers. It's the focus being, you know, therapeutic, focus being camaraderie and just kind of, you know, healing together.
We know we have a recipe that's working.
What I'm asking every American citizen and every American company is to find the organization that you believe is doing the best job for our wounded heroes. Find who is providing the greatest healing and give that organization all you can afford. Give of your time and your treasure. And let's all walk this journey together with some of America's greatest heroes.
All right, so that's just a little bit about the program. And, you know,
It's kind of some cool insight on, because, I mean, those were all actual people that have gone right. through this program and have experienced what it has to offer. And quite frankly, I'm, like, blown away by how cool this program is. Because it's, I mean, it really is just about bringing together people that feel misunderstood and helping them find, you know, a community that understands what they've gone through and what they are going through. And I think the biggest thing that I take away from, like, the thing that we just listened to, for example, like, none of them were like, oh, you know, the military, I should never have signed up. That was the worst idea ever. Like, nobody blames the, like, their experience. Like, they almost, like, learn from the experience, even though they've lost a limb or...
Right.
You know, something like that. It's never like, I regret doing what I did. It's always just, this is who I am, and I just need someone to understand. And I think that's really cool. Because I would be the type of person that'd be like, stupid army, made me lose my arm, or, you know.
You know,
maybe that's just how I feel right now. Cause,
and, you know, it's amazing that you said that, because I'll tell you, this is supposed to be kind of like a surprise or whatever, but I'll tell you this while I tell everybody. Yeah.
Okay.
So our last show,
yeah,
October 2nd, mm-hmm. I believe it is.
Yeah, then we take a nice break for, yes. For the Christmas and
but
stuff.
The surprise is... The person that we're going to be interviewing is you.
Me?
Yes.
Well.
Well, and I'll explain to you. And
oh, my
God. It's crazy.
That'll be boring.
So, everybody knows.
Yeah.
Even I know that you was never military.
No.
But
my family's not really.
Right.
I mean, we support it and we thank everyone.
Right. So we're going to. We will be interviewing you.
Okay.
On.
I'm so nervous.
You know, before you started the show.
Uh-huh.
To now, because I can tell you by just, like, talking to you.
Yeah.
You're a different person.
Do I get it now? Almost.
You're a different person. And,
well, that's
you
good.
Know.
I kind of joined up to become a little different. Not too much, but just a little bit.
Just a little.
Yeah.
Just a little.
So that's good.
But
then I'm learning stuff.
Right, and you know, one of the things
as you'll
that
see
I...
at the two-minute warning.
And one of the things that I learned with the Warrior Bonfire program
yeah.
is that... he didn't really say it in the video, but my question to Mike was, what are, like, the qualifications? Like, how is one entitled to be a part of this program?
Yes.
And because it's so wide to where everybody wants to be a part of it, unless you're a Purple Heart recipient, and it says that on your DD214, or
yeah.
somebody within the program can vouch for you.
Yeah, but even on their website it says primarily for post 9/11 Purple Heart
yeah.
veterans. Primarily, which doesn't mean
yeah, it's not an open closed book.
But yeah, that is generally what the program is. And they have other stuff cuz I don't know. I think it's really cool. If you go to their website, it's just I can't even talk now. It's warriorbonfireprogram.org. And you can go on there and, you know, obviously apply to be a part of their Bonfire Adventures, which is kind of like their base program, the Bonfire Adventures one. They do things. They bring small groups of veterans out to go hunting, fishing, camping. What else we got on here? Skiing, NASCAR driving. So, there's all kinds of things that, and you can also, like, offer up ideas for them. They're really open to, you know, if there's a certain kind of experience that you, as a veteran, would like to experience. That was a weird way of putting that. If there's an experience that you would like to experience, you just put it in your email to them as you're going through the, you know, qualification, application process, whatever you want to call it. And, they do their best to, you know, to find that experience for you. And they've also got other programs like Wives Weekends for the spouses, obviously the female spouses, It is a wives' weekend, after all. But as we know, there are male military spouses as well, and they have programs for you guys also. They've also got, like 5Ks and stuff going on in October here. I'll see if I can find some dates here. But anyway, they've also got hanging at the bonfire, jamming at the bonfire. So they've got, like, musical experiences as well. That's so cool. I like... Sorry. So the Warrior Bonfire Race, that's the 5K I was talking about. That's October 7th. So as I said, hop on their website, warriorbonfireprogram.org. You can get details on that. And they've got a few other events coming up in October as well. So check those out. And you can sign up to be a regular financial donor, if you will. It looks like they've got like a base. You know, like with the ASPCA, you can call them up and do like, you know, $10 a month and you get a free t-shirt or in a coffee mug or something. It looks like they have something similar to that. It's $15 a month and you can support this program. And they need volunteers and stuff too, I'm sure, to help take these folks out. I know that in that thing we just listened to, they had a couple of folks that were volunteer. Like one of them was a hunter that brought a bunch of folks out hunting, and I'm sure they have, like, park rangers and stuff that take people on really good camping trips and stuff, too. So,
right.
So get on there. Volunteer and stuff. It's a great program.
Yeah. It was great. And, you know,
who doesn't love a bonfire?
And everybody at the Warrior Bonfire Program, once again, I hope we did the justice by kind of debuting your program. And I'm... You know, I'm sorry. It's unfortunate that...
Technology. It's a pain in the butt sometimes.
Yeah, talk about technology. So,
but yeah, we'll get your live interview so that you can kind of help us out with more details and stuff. But seriously, you guys, head to warriorbonfireprogram.org. They also have a Facebook page, and I think they have a Twitter. I know I follow them on Facebook, but... Anyway, yeah, follow them on social media, and I'm sure they'll have more details on that 5K I was talking about. And, you know, they probably have new programs and stuff happening all the time.
So yeah.
Check it out.
And I will tell you, uh-oh.
What?
Hold on a second.
What'd you do?
I guess nothing. Okay.
Dun, dun, dun. Oh, wait, hold on. I have the... Yeah.
$1 million.
See, I got the buttons going.
I yelled at Lucy. Yeah, get your thing and get here.
Yeah, last week, maybe I think we did it on the air. You were like, we have all these buttons for you to push and you never use them. That's what you sound like,
by the way.
He's
just tired.
Yeah, well.
Oh, man.
I'm so tired.
Well, I tell you what, we are... Gonna go on a music break, and
music.
You know, before we go on a music break, there was something when I was getting ready to say music break. I'm trying to remember what I was going to say.
Oh,
and
y'all need to work on y'all people skills.
I know, right? We'll go on a music break, and when we come back, we will, it's discussion time.
All right.
So, and like I said, if you don't like the music break, I did it, and if you don't like it.
We got Backstreet Boys coming, ladies.
Just like John Elway says.
This one goes out to all the ladies.
Yes, indeed. All right.
That's what I would say.
So we're going to go on a music break, and when we come back, it is discussion time. So whatever you do, stay with us. Don't go away. You're listening to the H Train Show with the Goose right here on MBR and IRN.
I'm leaving. in? Welcome to the land of fame access. Am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy. Everybody seems so famous. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. That's when the taxi man turned on the radio. And the Jay-Z song was on. And the Jay-Z song was on. And the Jay-Z song was on. So I put my hands up to play my song. The butterflies fly away. Nodding my head like yeah. Moving my hips like yeah. Got my hands up to play my song. We know I'm gonna be okay. Yeah. It's a party in the USA. Yeah. It's a party in the USA. Get to the club in my taxi cab. Everybody's looking at me now. Like, who's that chick that's rocking kicks? She gotta be from out of town. So hard with my girls not around me. It's definitely not a Nashville party. Cause all I see is the letter. I guess I never got the memo. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. That's when the DJ dropped my favorite tune. And the Britney song was on. And the Britney song was on. And the Britney.
I'm Brett D'Alessandro, and I'm the founder of Backpacks to Life, and you're listening to The H-Train Show.
All right, and we are back. You're listening to The H-Train Show with The Goose.
Hey, everyone.
And we are now Facebook liven up in this joint.
Yeah, cause, joint, because we're in Colorado.
Anyways.
Sorry, just kidding. We know where my mind's at. How is everyone? So let's do discussion stuff.
Yes, it is that time, everybody. It is discussion. My name's H-Train.
And I'm the Goose. Hi, everyone.
It's a very serious discussion.
I totally lost my train of thought.
But real quick, I wanted to...
What?
I lost my train of thought.
Pick a little, talk a little, pick a little, talk a little, cheep, 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 talk a lot, pick a little more, pick a little, talk a little, pick a little, talk a little, cheep, 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 cheep.
Okay, I am back.
You have odd dance moves, sir.
Yes. Hey, don't hate the game, hate the player. Yeah.
You're so gangster. All right.
Hey, cool. I'm that guy that's, you know, doing my 9-to-5 job, you know, and yelling, oh, blah, 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 blah. And then when a guy comes up to my car to, you know, ask if I want my windshield clean, you know, I turn down the music and roll up the window and lock the door.
Like an office.
Like
space.
An office.
See, I would blast that and be like, what?
What?
No.
What?
I'm like bound to get punched at some point. Today. All right. So let's discuss the worst dates ever that we've experienced. And please, you guys, hop on Facebook or hop on that text line, 720-619-0627.
Yes.
Let us know about your terrible dates. We want to know all about it. Because as I've said before, it's fun, like, just you and I talking about the terrible things that go on in our lives. But we like to know that we're not alone.
Right. And so, and unfortunately, because of this dating subject, like, I'm not going to be very funny because I've been out of the game for a while. At least my wife would hope so.
Well, as would I, since, you know, you've tied the knot with such a lovely lady.
But
you got to think back, though. I mean, you like in high school, like you started dating in like high school or something.
Yeah, that's
right?
True.
And you've got to have some story, right?
Well, I had this. I guess I would say that the worst date that I've ever been on was, it was before I met Cassie. I went to Macaroni Grill.
All right.
Okay.
Fancy.
And she wanted,
it used to be
fancy. She wanted to meet me there.
Okay.
And I was totally okay with that.
Sure.
And I thought it was just a me and her kind of day. Uh-huh. And it ended up being her and her five kids.
No.
So that date cost me like $70 some dollars. Yeah.
Oh my God, that's rude. all right. Like, I have nothing against single moms or whatever. I think they're some of the strongest people out there, to be
honest.
Oh
yeah, look at Heidi.
But you don't bring them on the first date. No.
Look at Heidi.
You ease your new boyfriend into the child thing. I mean, I don't know. I'm not one of you, but I just feel like that's... That was asking a lot of you.
Right?
Like, oh, hi, I'm going to meet you there with my five children.
I think that she was like, what can I do to say this is the first and our last date? Oh, I'll bring five of my kids.
Yeah, that was not a good idea.
No.
Whoever you are, if you're listening, that was a terrible idea. Needless to say.
We got a text.
Oh, we got somebody saying something.
We got a text.
What do we have
Let's
here?
See here.
Ooh, it was a blind
date. Oh, we got a bunch, actually. Okay, so my worst date was a blind date. He was so immature. We went to the movies. It was a horror movie, and he kept trying to scare me by jumping at me. When we went to eat and made... I'll let you read.
Oh. Then we went to eat, and he made... Ew, he made a mess while eating. He was messy with the water, and I assume with the food, too. And then we drove by some sprinklers on purpose, and he got me wet. Well, that was so uncool. And that was, like, on your way home. Like, what'd your parents
How old
say?
Was you, though? That's something that I would do if I was 16.
I would have, like, just gotten out of the car right then and there. Like, just drive me here. I'll walk home. Like, all dramatic. well, okay. I have to tell you about one of mine, since we've got a listener who offered one up right away. Thank you. Thank you there. So I have one back from my high school days. So I had this friend, her name was Renee, and she said she had had this boyfriend for a long time, and she said that they both had this friend who was really nice and, you know, would be interested in meeting me, and, you know, we'd all go to a movie together, like, so it'd be kind of low pressure, right?
Who are you talking to?
So I'm like, okay, Renee, like, I'm not really into blind dates, and I was, like, 17, so it wasn't like I was desperate for a man or anything, or, like, my clock wasn't ticking, but I just, you know, I thought it'd be fun to go on a blind date, because I had never been on one before.
I don't and give my... a damn what you think you are entitled to.
Right. So... I lost my train of thought now. You have to stop. This is why we don't use the buttons. So I'm like, okay, my friend Renee, you know, she's a good friend of mine. So I'm thinking, okay, she's a good judge of character. Because, I mean, after all, she's friends with me, right? So maybe this guy's pretty great, too. So I meet her at her house, and her boyfriend and this random guy that they're setting me up with is there. And I'm, like, all excited. I got all dressed up. And we were just going to the movies, so it wasn't like I was wearing a cocktail dress or anything. But it was, like, you know, typical high school look good for a date. Like, good tight jeans, you know, a cute top with, like, you know, your favorite TV character on it or something. I don't even know what I was wearing. But anyway, I'm all excited to meet this guy. And I go in to meet him, and he was, like, the epitome of, holy crap, you need to wash your face. Like, he had, like, pimples everywhere.
Oh, wow.
So, but, like, I kind of, like, let that go because, like, you know, we were in high school, puberty, whatever. I was like, okay, like, I've had a breakout before. Like,
shallow how, shallow how.
I'll let this slide, you know, at least for a few minutes, right? But not only that, but he was dressed in all black. And he had one of those, like, bowling shirts on that had, like, the flames on the bottom. It was really bad.
Oh, like Bam Bam Bigelow.
Yeah, kind of.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So, okay. So we go to the movies, and we see Spider-Man, right?
Yeah.
And we get our tickets, and we walk inside to get our snacks. Well, as if this wasn't going amazingly already, we run into my mother.
I see where this is going.
As we get to the, like, snack counter, right? And my mom has no idea that I'm on a blind date. Like, I just told her I was going out with some friends, and so whatever. So, I know, right? So, I introduce these people to my mom. There's this awkward moment of, like, who are these people? Because, I mean, I had a lot of siblings, and it seemed like, as much as we wanted our friends to come over, there was never anything to do at our house. So, like, I never, like, brought my friends to our house. So my mom was kind of unfamiliar with this particular set of friends. And I have a story to tell you about what she thought of them later. But anyway, that was endlessly awkward. So then I'm like, okay, that was okay. Like, we got through it. Let's get our popcorn and go. We get into the theater, and we're just watching the movie. And this guy does the stupid cliche, like, it was halfway through the movie, and he does the, big yawn, and the arm over the thing, and, like, all of a sudden his arm is around me, and I was just like, oh, okay. And then, like,
911?
And, right? So then I just look over at him to be like, what are you doing? And he goes in for the kiss.
Oh,
and I was like, dude, like, we haven't even had a full-on conversation yet.
Hold up, though. But the question is, did he go for the kiss, or did he ask you if he could kiss you?
No, he just went for it.
Okay.
And it was not good.
Because I went on a date once, and I asked her if I could kiss her, and she's like, I gotta ask my dad.
Oh, no. She was a wimp. You should have just gotten out of there right quick. But, like, I mean, you should ask. I mean, it's only polite. I mean, unless there's, like, you know, like that moment that you have in the movies where they're, like, having a great time and they're laughing and then all of a sudden he does the chin thing. That's kind of like asking. So that would be okay. You know what I'm talking about? Like the, oh.
Oh.
Yeah, that.
We've got some replies here, too.
Oh, my God.
I'll let you read it. Blind dates,
that seems to be the consensus. Blind dates are just no good. No good at all. And the thing that my mom said later, just for fun, the kiss was no good, by the way. It didn't work out with this guy, obviously. He just kind of sat there like this. Like, with his mouth, like, halfway open. And it just wasn't good, you guys. It wasn't good at all. But anyway, I go home later that night, and my mom was like, so your friends were nice? And I was like, yeah, actually, like, just so you know, the one guy in, like, the all-black outfit, they were trying to set me up with that guy. And she goes, ew, really? He was such a goon! So, Mom, I wish you had said that, like, first and foremost, because I wouldn't have even let this arm thing slide. I would have been like, nah, elbow to the ribs.
Go ahead.
Face. Bam. Run out of the theater. No. I don't know. I guess in a way I was flattered, but at the same time it was like, no. No. This just was never going to work out anyway. So, there you go.
I think everybody wants
Bad
to
date.
Know. I think everybody wants to know about your recent Tinder or is it, what's those phone apps?
Oh, okay. So when I first became newly single, you know, about a year ago now, Jesus, I downloaded like, you know, Tinder and I was on Plenty of Fish and I've since deleted them because they just, let's just say I've seen more penises in the last 3 months than I have in my entire life. And I don't.
I got robbed by a sweet old lady on a motorized cart.
No, not even that. It's just, I mean, I appreciate that some men are proud of what they're packing.
Right.
Great. Good job, fellas. Way to be proud of what you got. But, like, there's got to be some kind of mystery. Like, it's kind of like ladies walking around in really revealing clothing. Like, you go, girl. Like, you flaunt your stuff. But, like, don't you want to kind of, like, have them wonder what your boobs look like and stuff? Or,
right.
Or in this case, like, don't you want the ladies to be surprised as to how beautiful your manhood is? Like, I mean, personally, I would rather wait until we're, like, in the moment. Then it's, like, a nice surprise.
Right.
Or a not so good surprise.
No,
that is not
going in my hood. Just like a train wreck. That is not going in my hood. No.
See, she was on a blind date, younger than me. She was 16. Met through older sister as a double date. We went bowling and then to Lake Monroe, and the guy full on wanted to make out without asking. It was awful. I believe you. Was he a bad kid? Like, did you let him go in at all? Or, like, you know, like, feel it out for a sec? Because, like, I don't know. Maybe I'm old-fashioned that way. I have to be, like, really attracted to someone to even give them a chance, though, as far as, like, the kissing thing. Kissing's, like, the first step. You gotta...
I thought holding hands was the first step.
What time period did you grow up in?
All right, well, on that note...
Joel had to be, like, chaperoned on all his dates.
No.
By his grandma.
No, but I didn't have to ask my parents if I could kiss somebody.
Yeah, that's
But with
weird.
That being said, we are going to pretty much end the discussion time. But before we leave,
everybody. I hope you enjoyed our story.
Yeah.
And you guys had some good ones,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you
Thank
did.
You so much for participating.
And, you know, when this goes off, you can still... You know,
please
text
keep
us.
Commenting.
If it's a really yeah. great story and it makes us laugh so hard that we pee a little, we'll make sure to talk about it next Monday.
Oh yeah,
but,
we love
a
good story here at the H Train Show.
Because it is time for tribute to the troops.
Okay.
Tribute to troops, sponsored by the Brotherhood of Veterans. Vets helping vets. Helping vets.
This is an MBR moment of heroism.
Sir, I don't know how to tell this story.
Well, you got to, Joe. You tell the American people what these men did here. You tell them how my troopers died.
Hey everyone, this is Brandy. Today we are honoring Joseph Adams, 29, of Colorado Springs, Colorado, who passed away July 22, 2018. He served in the United States Army as a combat engineer with 4th Infantry Echo Company, 168 Combined Arms Battalion, out of Fort Carson, Colorado from 2007 to 2013. Adams also completed 2 tours of duty in Iraq. MBR and the H-Train Show with the Goose send our thoughts and prayers to Adam's family and friends during this difficult time.
All right, everybody. We are going to go on our last music break. And when we come back, it's that time, the 2-minute warning. So stay with us. Don't go away. You're listening to the H-Train Show with the Goose right here on NBR and IRN.
Can't imagine all the pain I feel. Give anything to hear half a breath. I know you're still living your life after death.
Yeah. This is David Boulier with the Memory Box Project, and you're listening to the H-Train Show.
All right, and we are back. You're listening to the H-Train Show with the Goose right here on NBR and IRN. And Goose, that's...
What?
I think this might be the first time that we end the show, like, right on time.
Yeah, we're not very good at that.
No, we're not. I'm terrible at it.
I just yammer on and on
I guess,
about how awesome veterans are.
I guess just make me really tired, and maybe I talk too much. I don't know. But
okay.
It's that time, Goose. It is the two-minute warning.
All right.
Five, four, three, two, one. We have ignition. Strap in.
It's the two-minute warning. What did we learn today?
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Sponsored by Common Ground Golf Course in Colorado. A place for all and all the game teaches.
All right, Goose. So, what did you learn?
What did I learn? I learned that we are resilient individuals, you and I, because even though we had some technical difficulties today and my lack of button pushing skills as of late, we managed to put a show on for everyone today. And I think that kind of speaks to our character a little bit.
Yes.
We're pretty great. I'm not going to lie. Yay.
Oh, no! We suck again!
Oh, that was not the right button. See? This is not good.
I was going to say, like, okay, yeah, that's definitely not the right button. Well, you know...
Oops.
We're going to see. We're going to find out. Our producer's telling us one thing.
Yeah?
And I think...
You think?
That the discussion... That little bit, even when we post that thing,
yeah,
it's gonna mute out the sound. But we're gonna find out.
Well,
because
they did that to us last week, which kind of was a bummer.
They didn't mute us last week. They took our post down because we didn't properly tag anything. Well, guess what, Facebook. Let me tell you something.
Hopefully we did it correctly this time.
Let me tell you something, okay? Don't sit there and take people's posts down or ban a page or yell at us for using copyright material when you're letting businesses promote ads on selling fake Oakleys. Now, who's two-faced now? Facebook. I'm surprised I didn't get my thing.
They're selling fake Oakleys on
yes,
Facebook?
Yes.
Well, how do I get a pair? Are they cheap? I mean, if they're like a dollar. Sorry. No! Bad Facebook.
Okay.
I'm on the wrong side of the argument.
On that note.
What did you learn today?
The one thing that I learned was the Warrior program. The bonfire program, that it's so big and it's getting huge support.
Mm-hmm.
So they've kind of narrowed it down to Purple Heart recipients.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of intrigued by that, you know, because
you're a Purple Heart recipient.
I would love to have some guys come over, and I've got a bonfire thing in the backyard.
Don't you have, like, biker buddies and stuff you could invite over?
Yeah. Well, but
I'll come over.
All right. Okay. I'm going to hold you to that.
Okay. Well, you actually have, like, a place to entertain. If people came to my house, they'd be crammed into a tiny little apartment with no furniture.
Okay.
So,
all right.
We need to do a
goose party.
Sure. That'd be great.
You coordinate.
Okay. We'll plan this.
Yeah.
It'll be an event for the ages.
Yes. And our listeners would be invited.
Sure.
Kind of like a last summer kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Which,
all right. Okay.
Talking about last summer kind of things, we're still giving tickets away.
We are.
The Rockin' Blues Festival, August 11th.
Yes. That's in 2 weeks.
Yes. So if you're interested, text us blue and you won a pair of tickets. So with that being said, it is that time because we're going way past over schedule.
So much for ending on time.
Next week, we don't have our topics yet. Brandy's still getting those up.
Follow us on Facebook. Yep. Vote on what you want us to talk
about. But Madcap comes in. He's going to do an in-studio interview next Monday. But with that being said, cue the music. All right, there we go. So that's the show for today, everyone. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with an all-new show. And remember, you can listen to again and again. The podcast is available right after the show goes off the air today. And don't forget to listen into our reruns on Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and NBR on Sunday on IRNBroadcast.com at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And remember, we are here for you, not for us, giving our veterans a voice.